We're calling this meeting to order. This is the Rockland County Advisory Board. It is Tuesday, April 10th at 1:30 p.m. in the Clark County Regional Government Center in Rockland. Some preliminary matters. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order, combined, removed, or delayed. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. We do not have any planning and zoning cases today. Please turn off or mute all your cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48 hours advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made by calling 702-455-3530 or TVD 702-385-7486 or Relay Nevada toll free 800-326-6868. Supporting materials provided to the board for this meeting may be requested from the town manager's office in person at 702-298-0828 or on the county website at www.clarkcountynv.gov. We'll begin with the invocation by Reverend Doug Wesley, and board member Gina Mackey will lead the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody please stand.
Father, thank you so much for this beautiful day. We ask you to give us wisdom and knowledge to make all the right decisions, things that are best for all concerned, that are just and good, as they always do. We ask you to look over and protect, watch over and protect our police department, fire department, our school teachers. We're very proud of the excellence that they show every single day when they come to work and the things they do to help us. We again thank you and we bless you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for attending this meeting and showing up in the community. We're not at the roll call. Member Guthrie.
Sat here.
Member Mackey.
Present.
Vice Chair Oates.
Here.
And Member Brown. Henry.
I'm here.
And this is Chairman Moniachi. Roman numeral 2, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items, which we don't have any today. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, please wait until the comments by the general public listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Roman numerals 3, 4, and 5. 3 is approval of the minutes of March 13th. 4 is approval of the minutes of March 27th. And 5 is approval of today's agenda, in which we can hold, combine, delete, or postpone any of the items.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion for the approval of all 3 of those items.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Kathy, second by Bruce, to combine and approve the 3 items. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion Motion carries 5-0. Next we have item 6, informational items. Present a resolution to Silver State Fair Housing Council in observance of April as Fair Housing Month. This is for discussion only by the board. Is there a representative here to accept the proper resolution?
By the Town Advisory Board of Laughlin in support of April is Fair Housing Month. Whereas it is a policy and pleasure of the Town Advisory Board of Laughlin to honor and recognize those extraordinary individuals, groups, or programs which enrich the lives of many in our community. And whereas this April commemorates the 50th anniversary of the signing of the National Fair Housing Law, Title 8 of the Civil Rights Act of 1968. The Federal Fair Housing Law of 1968 prohibits discrimination in housing of the basis of race, color, religion, sex, or national origin, and declares that the national policy to provide within constitutional limitations for fair housing in the United States. And whereas the Fair Housing Amendments Act of 1988 added familial status and handicapped those classes protected by Title 8 and Nevada state law, also prohibits discrimination on the basis of ancestry, sexual orientation, and gender identity or expression. And whereas the principle of fair housing is not only national law and national policy, but a fundamental human concept and entitlement for all Americans. The Town of Laughlin recognizes it as the solemn and sworn duty of government at all levels to defend the rights of all citizens and oppose housing discrimination whenever and wherever it occurs. Now, therefore, we, the Town Advisory Board of Laughlin, Nevada, in accordance with the Clark County Board of Commissioners, do hereby proclaim the month of April 2018 as Fair Housing Month and recognize Silver State Fair Housing Council for its fair housing efforts in Clark County and the Town of Laughlin, and do hereby urge and encourage all citizens of Laughlin and surrounding area to practice the letter and spirit of the Fair Housing Law.
Thank you.
Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Well, first of all, thank you and good afternoon, everyone. My name is Roberto Ortiz, and I'm the Director of Programs for Silver State Fair Housing Council, which is a mission nonprofit agency based in Nevada. We two offices, one in Reno and one in Las Vegas. And our mission is to ensure equal housing opportunity for all residents of the state of Nevada. We have a very long and productive relationship, not only with Clark County, but mainly with Brian, also Dr. Brian also. We have known each other for, my goodness,
A few years.
In working with Clark County and with the Laughlin Town Advisory Board to make sure that everyone understands their fair housing rights. As well. We were actually very proud to work with Dr. Paulson as well, member Mikey. On bringing the first fair housing class in January to Laughlin. We had 28 individuals, property managers, real estate agents, CAM association manager, including some maintenance staff that came to the training. So it was very exciting to have that presentation here in Laughlin for the first time. So we want to again, on behalf of the board and on behalf of our staff, we want to thank everyone in this board and Dr. Bryan also for bringing the proclamation to Fair Housing, and especially we'll be celebrating 50 years of the passage of the Fair Housing Act tomorrow. So it's very, very good time, and we thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And if you hold on a minute, I'll sign it for you. Okay, sit down and do that.
Before you do that, let me take a picture. Joe.
Same time. Station 76 ran 161 calls, was down about 7% for them, and Engine 85 downriver ran about 80 calls, which is down about 10% for them. So again, overall, down about 9%. We did have two fires in the last one here in Laughlin. One was a structure fire at 3078 Palo Verde. That fire was under investigation. I talked to investigators today, and it was attributed to careless disposal of smoking materials, which ended up catching the carport part of the house on fire. Good save, though. They saved four dogs. So that was good for our guys. We did have to call the Red Cross in for one adult who was displaced from the residence. The other fire was an outside fire over by the mall. That was a trash and rubbish fire, basically, that they worked for over 4.5 hours. So luckily it happened now, and up in this 120 degrees. So that is about all I have for you.
I do have a question. On your report here, you have under Station 76 at the bottom, WC-76, what is that?
Watercraft. And that's, we have a little bit of a problem tracking technical rescue calls because dispatch doesn't quite understand we have technical rescue teams here. So our stats for technical rescue are always off a little bit.
Any questions from any other board members? Thank you. Number five is received a report from Greg Turner of Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the water system for discussion.
Greg Turner, Clark County Water Reclamation District. For the month of March 2018, we treated 1.76 million gallons per day on average. That is less than what we did a year ago for March. It was 2.03 million gallons per day. Some of the difference there that is kind of larger than what we normally get, that's a decrease of 270,000 gallons a day, is we are doing work at the plant and we are bypassing our flow measurement device at the front of the plant that's really calculated as well. So some of the difference could be attributed to that. We'll be finishing that work, and so we'll see what it does this next month. We didn't have any sewer service complaints or odor complaints called into us during this last month, and we had 23 called for evading tickets. And that's the report.
Any questions for the board?
Just information. I think one of the things we're seeing kind of a trend in all of these. Last year, it does affect the tourism rate, too, because last year Easter was earlier. It was in March, and so we had more tourism, more traffic count,
right,
more people in hotel rooms flushing toilets, running water, that type of thing. And this year, Easter was on April 1st, which then kind of shifts things. I see it in my own businesses, my traffic count as well, and I think that can have bearing on calls for service and fire.
Right.
And
that's
what's left.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. Next up is Chauncey Chaudhary with his report for the Big Bend Water District regarding the status of the water system. Chauncey.
Good afternoon, everybody. Chauncey Chaudhary with the Big Bend Water District. Diversion rate for the month of March 2018 was 270 acre feet compared to 299 acre feet in March 2017. There were no complaints of any major leaks. One thing I wanted to update the board on, we had this discussion last year when we were talking about the rate adjustment, was that we've begun the capital improvement plan. We recently replaced our inlet filter valves. Basically, those valves help with filtration of the water system, so we completed that just a week ago, so just kind of an update on some of the capital improvement projects we're working on. In addition, I think the board will be happy to know that the Big Bend Water District applied for and was recently awarded a grant for $300,000 by the Bureau of Reclamation. So that's good news. And also, we recently received from the State Board of Water Financing a $500,000 principal forgiveness loan that will go to capital improvement projects also. So in total, we received over $800,000 in grants and loans for the capital improvement projects for the Big Bend Water District. So some good news. We're very happy we received those, and we certainly appreciate the board's help and guidance in last year's rate adjustment talks. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions if there are any.
The same question in reference to the sewer report. Is the drop in March due to the change in the Easter vacation?
You know, I can't say for sure, but it could be likely the case. We see it building trends, people running water, flushing toilets, so it could be a trend.
And what's the next project under the CIP plan?
I can certainly report that at the next board meeting. Right now, we just recently completed the filter inlet filter valve, so I can certainly update the board on kind of the next projects as we progress.
And what was the dollar value of that?
I can provide that to you also as well.
Yes,
I just have a question. Also, I'm just kind of interested in the the well and when you think that will be starting. Is that for 2019 or what have you?
We've done some preliminary, survey of the area. At the next board meeting, I can certainly provide more information on the well that we are digging out there.
Okay. I have a question, Jim.
Let's see. I haven't seen you for a while.
Keeping me busy.
That's great news on those two grants. Have you gotten any feedback on the adjustments on the new rates from anyone, residential or business-wise?
So the rates that were discussed back when we did the rate increase, those are still going to stay the same. We factored those in when we were talking about the rate increase. So I don't know if you remember when we were talking about the rate increase, we had several plans, and the plan that was chosen factored in the rates that were provided, factored in that we would get from the Bureau of Reclamation and then the principal forgiveness from the State Board of Water Financing. If we do get any additional grants or any other principal forgiveness loans, I think that would be the time to kind of discuss that further.
Actually, what I was getting at, maybe I didn't word it correctly, was the fact, has anyone said, why did my water bill go up?
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, every now and then I call down to our office down here in Big Bend Water District, and so far, nothing. We have people here that live in the community, they go shopping in the same places that everyone else does, and so far, they haven't heard anything. That's what they've communicated to me.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
Just when we sat on the board, one of the things that I had just requested is that during grant season, that you would maybe present to this board the options, the different ones that we were putting in for. Because in the end, we knew this 800,000 was out there, remember those numbers, but in the end, if there's additional ones that were applied for, we'd kind of like to know. And then additionally, this board can also write an endorsement letter to any one of those grants that go forward if need be.
Appreciate that, Vice Chair Oaks. We have a person in the Valley Water District, the Las Vegas Valley Water District, who actually kind of research those grants. So I will touch base with her to see if there's any other grants that we've applied for on behalf of the Big Bend Water District. And if so, I will certainly make that as a part of the report for the next time.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Seeing none, thank you, Jones. All right, thank you. Nice seeing you all again. Is Richard B. Clark here? Okay, so we will skip the report from the Clark County Parks and Recreation Department. Receive a report from the Laughlin Schools of the Clark County School District. Anybody here to represent Dawn? We will pass that one. Okay, Tony. Las Vegas Clark County Laughlin Branch Library Director, Tonya Brownworth.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon, board members. Thank you so much for your recent visit to the library and especially for your continued support. My name is Tonya Brownworth. I'm happy to announce some noteworthy events that are happening at the Laughlin Library in the next few weeks. And for always, if you have any questions, please feel free to ask me, and you can call the library. We are open 7 days a week for your convenience. April is National Poetry Month, and this is actually National Library Week. And in celebration of that, we have a special program called Food Thought, which is the name of the food drive that we're doing at the library right now for the entire month of April. And so during the month of April only, anyone who owes any fines or fees to our library can wipe their slate clean by donating cans of food. So the way it works is for every can of food or bag or food, non-perishable food item that you bring to the library, we wipe $2 in fines. So if you had $10 in fines and you brought in 5 cans of food, you will be all the way down to a zero balance again. So we're doing this Food for Thought program during the month of April. Last day is April 30th. We're also still replacing our library cards for free at the local library. We have 6 exciting new designs, all signed by our patrons. And anyone can come in and bring in their old library card. We will replace it for free. And in addition to these new cards, I wanted to mention that we're in the process of completely revamping our website. So we're working on creating a class for folks who want to learn all the new features in our upcoming website that's happening this summer. On Wednesday, April 18th, we're going to have a huge media sale at the library. It's an AV sale, so we're going to have a bunch of DVDs, music CDs, audiobooks, bargain basement prices. So join us on Wednesday of next week from 10 to 3 p.m. for our big, gigantic media sale. And the last event that I wanted to mention is happening on Thursday, April the 26th at 12 noon. We're going to be hosting Philip Snow from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Philip will be coming out to do a seminar about VA benefits. So if you or any vets you know have questions for the VA, for the Department of Veterans Affairs, our VA point person, Philip Snow, will be at the library on April the 26th at 12 noon to answer questions about VA benefits. There's a couple of flyers on the back table about our media sale if you're interested, and those are the big events that we have planned this month, but I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from the board?
Mr. Chairman. I would just like to, as far as the update on the 26th, have you touched base with the Legion and also the Veterans Hospital, too?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I'm going to mention that. We did touch base with the clinic down in South Point.
Right.
And we gave a lot of the flyers that we have for our events to the post, the Farmers Brewery.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yeah, thank you. To piggyback, you said 12 noon. 12 noon till what time?
I think Philip agreed to stay for at least 2 hours. So between 12 and 2 would be the best times to catch him.
And a secondary question, have you gotten that water fountain fixed?
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you brought that up. The guys were there this morning, but I did not see them take off the out of order signs. I'm happy to announce we do have a side water fountain.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm still working on getting those guys to get that part.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you. Number 10, received a report from Jackie Mazzeo with the Longman Chamber of Commerce regarding the current and upcoming meeting.
Good afternoon, Board. Thank you for having us. My first honorable thing to do today is to introduce you to Val Gabaldon. She has replaced Jody Tavish as my administrative assistant, and she will be starting next Monday. She has 23 years at the Pioneer Hotel and Gambling Hall. I think I said that correctly. And we both have a lot of things in common, including small children in our families, so that we can ensure I get the same benefits as everybody else, but we can get away from work and get things done. So I'm really happy to have her. She's very bright and very experienced and been in the area for a long time. Particularly working her way through the Laughlin casinos and learning about all the people to contact in the area. So I'm really happy to have her. You want to have those up? Thank you. Appreciate it. First thing I want to tell you about is we had the spring mixer last Wednesday, and that mixer was always to celebrate the success of the cancer walk that we had on March 3rd up at the Heritage Park Trails at Pyramid Canyon. In 2016, we were able to give the River Fund Cancer Connection a little over $6,000 to help with the services that they provide. In 2017, we gave the River Fund Cancer Connection a little over $9,000. And this year, I'm honored to say that we were able to give River Fund Cancer Connection $11,500, all of which was raised by people participating. If you don't know, every $25 that they pay to participate in the event, that whole $25 is put in a bucket and goes straight to River Fund Cancer Connection. It's not net of expenses or anything like that. The way that we have the money to carry on that event and promote it is by promoters, by sponsors. LTC provided all the food, and then we had Paris provide all the water this year, and we had all the volunteers work the event. And Bullhead Sea Rocks comes out and Planet Fitness help making sure we do stretches before we walk. So we have a lot of support for this event, and this year we've been told that the Relay for Life people have considered being friends of the Riverfront Cancer Connection, and they're going to help us with our event next year. And they want the idea that the money stays local. If you don't know what Riverfront Cancer Connection does, it provides services and items that your health insurance, should you be fighting cancer, be a victim of cancer, provides for those people fighting to help relieve the stress in their lives for things they can't afford. Trips they have to take to the drugstore or to their treatment. So River Fund Cancer Connection covers everything, your health insurance, that's it. Next is we're ramping up because in 2 weeks we will be doing the registration again for Dalcom Promotions and the River Run in the Starview Room at the Riverside. We do it every year to help with the town event and make sure that everyone gets registered and knows exactly where they're going. At the same time, we will be assisting, our volunteers and I will be assisting with the Boys and Girls Club's Pancake Breakfast for our second year. The Riverside provides all of, sponsors all of the stuff that we need, all the food and drinks and pancakes and sausage and all that. From 8 o'clock on, we just provide the volunteer help, and 100% of those proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club in Laughlin, Bullhead City, and the new club that's going to be built in Fort Mojave to take care of our children before and after school and help with their work. We have a volunteer recruitment program underway. I gave you guys a VIP business card. Those who wish to just help in the community, whether it's Laughlin Chamber related or not, it's all a volunteer group that just helps with all nonprofits and schools and churches carry on fundraisers that benefit our community. I just have to tell them that it's okay to do it, and they go on and do their thing. Recently this year, we have added a background check for every single volunteer in partnership, and you can be happy to know that the background checks have all come back clean for those who are already participating. We do have copies of the driver's license, and they are all monitored by me individually. The regional guidebook is about ready to come out again. This regional guidebook covers everything that's recreational in our area throughout the Colorado River region. It covers services, resources. It has a membership directory in it. It has event information for all the events that happen, not just by the Laughlin Chamber, but the town events in the area. And it also talks a lot about wildlife and vegetation that's in our area. Facts about it that people who are visiting can learn, and locals who don't have that information. I welcome any suggestions by anybody to add different pages or different resources or more information that be valuable to our community for that. And last but not least, the 31st Annual Chef's Food Fest, one of the most popular events our way. Now that money that we raised there, 100% of the $75 that goes for ticket purchase goes towards the River Fund's Emergency Food and Disaster Relief Program. So it's our own little safety net that stays in our community. They helped with the Willow Fire 2 years ago, and they help with emergency relief for families who are displaced. That's at 5:30 on June the 7th, and this year the theme is Flavors of the Deep South. So those are all those states that are in the Panhandle and just north of that, so we can imagine some wonderful things. The secret ingredient will be announced live on Facebook, television, and radio on the 14th of May. For those chefs who are participating and want to get involved in that trophy. I think that's all I have. Do you guys have any questions?
Any questions from the board?
Thank you for welcoming me down. I'm not here, and she'll be here. Thank you.
Number 11 is receive a report from Will Douglas with the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension Service regarding the status of the programs and upcoming activities for a board discussion only.
Good afternoon, board. I wasn't here last month, but I texted Jim and I promised a surprise, and so we'll introduce her in just a moment. Surprise is a something. It's someone that is very special to the 4-H program, but I would even argue is very special to the Laughlin community. UNCE delivers programs. That's what we do. You know, 4-H is a youth development program. The Master Gardeners in the community garden is a program, but people are more important than programs. And so no matter how many programs you have, those programs are only as good as the people who are part of those programs. And that's true here in Laughlin. That's true in any town or city that you may be a part of. And so what I've tried to do is really, I love all my kids that are involved in 4-H, but I've tried to identify those that I believe have true leadership potential and those that I believe can not only benefit from 4-H, but also encourage other students to find the value in 4-H. And so I had two students, Sierra Barnett is here. Symphony had to move to California with her family, so she couldn't make it. Sierra said she would still come solo. You know, so I'm very grateful for her being here. Her mom has joined her today, and I want this time to be her time. And so she's going to share with you about what she's learned in 4-H and how 4-H has benefited her, and then she's going to field some questions that you all may have as well. So, Sierra.
Great. Hi. Well, before I start, I just want to say
thank you. Excuse me, Sierra. Could you give us your name and spell it?
Sierra, C-I-A-R-A.
And your last name, too?
Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T.
Thank you.
Before I start, I just want to say thank you to Mr. Will and Mr. Wade and Grandma, his own mother-in-law, for giving up their time and, you know, just coming to help children, like, give us their time and teach us things that we want to learn. And I want to share what I've learned about photography and gardening, because I don't really have that much of a green thumb, and she's taught me a lot about taking care of my plants and knowing how to treat them with the weather and photography. I was a beginner, still am, but they taught me how to detail my folders more often and make them look really good so they pop more. And I'm really appreciative for that, and I just really want to, you know, be here today to tell you that I'm grateful for the time they put in to give to us.
Oh, yeah, I'm guessing. Yep.
Any questions?
Any questions?
I'm just glad you're enjoying it. I grew up in farm country, and gardening is a big deal for me. So I think what you're learning there will stay with you for the rest of your life. Because there's a peace and a tranquility in being in the dirt and helping things to live. So I'm glad you're enjoying it, and I think it'll probably be with you always.
You.
I know it is for me.
Okay, I have a tough one, because I know it takes a lot to come up here in front of all of us and tell us, and I can tell, that's nervous. But so if you could, and maybe we could talk another time, what do you think would be a good idea to get more kids in?
more kids involved.
Well,
if you see how much you like it and enjoy it.
Well, the activities they have are very nice, but maybe if they try to get more, because not everybody's going to want to, you know, enjoy robotics or gardening. Nobody really likes to get their nails dirty, which I've experienced, but I like to deal with it.
True, that's not me. It's always gloves.
And we always forget them.
Yeah,
so maybe just different activities.
And I try to spread it more. My friends try to get them to come, but they don't really have the form, and it's too late, so maybe next year I try to encourage them to join more.
We'll have to chat.
Yeah.
But good job.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming today, even though you're on your own.
Anything else, Will?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Sierra. Thank you, Will.
Jeremy, can I add something?
Yes.
Sierra.
Will? This is for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah, for sharing your contributions and your 4-H involvement. I'm from the heart of Farm Belt Country myself, so I'm a 9-year former 4-H myself through elementary, junior high, and high school. My question to Will is, did you, when people entered the Regional Government Center, they saw a couple framed photographs, and maybe you can say that in the next few weeks we'll be adding to that in the Government Center here.
Absolutely, yes. In fact, Sierra is one of the artists. What Mr. Wade and I, Bill Wade and I did, we had the students take, really with very little prompting or clarification from us. I mean, we taught them all year, so we wanted them to go out and take several shots on their own, you know, under our supervision, but you know, no minute guidance. You know, you go and you take the picture, you frame the shot. And then they took about five and selected the 3 to 5, and then they selected their favorite. And then we kind of entered that into a sort of informal contest. Mr. Wade and I were the judges, and we picked the top winners. And what you see out there are the best photos. And, you know, comparing, they did that early on in the year, comparing these photos with those, you can really see that they're learning something, you know, that some of what, you know, a lot of the credit, the bulk of the credit really goes to Mr. Wade, because he's the one that, I came in photography green. You know, I'm no photographer, but I've learned a lot along the way, and reading up on photography and looking at the 4-H curriculum, and Mr. Wade brought in a lot of knowledge, and so you can see a big difference, you know, the pictures that were taken this time versus early on in the year. But we have much more than what's here. In fact, there were some pictures that the kids didn't pick as their favorites, and that Mr. Wade and I thought were fantastic. So we're going to rotate. Brian and I have talked about rotating different pictures in. He had the idea to bring some more easels in, so I'm going to try to requisition that money from the extension. I have the expenses, so that won't be a problem. Get the some more easels in here to display some more of our work. I mean, none of those pictures were taken by me or any adult for that matter. I mean, there you can see I put the grade level on in there, you know, you can see the grades that are represented. And it's, I believe it's all the way from, it's either fourth or fifth on up to 10th grade. So keep your eyes open for more pictures that often kids have taken.
It'll brighten up the government.
Right. Yeah. Good. Great. Just hang them everywhere. Our sandstone ink everywhere.
Besides the five of you, of course.
Thank you, guys.
Any more questions from the board? Hearing none. Number 12 is announcements from the board of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community events and meetings for discussion only. First of all, Doug Wesley has asked me to announce that every Monday at 1:30 p.m. He will be rebroadcasting the latest LTAB meetings, as well as other meetings of interest that are held in this meeting room, and it's channel 14 on Sunday. I'd also like to remind everybody that the semi-annual 3-day Laughlin Elks Lodge yard sale
will be the first weekend of May, Friday from 8 o'clock in the morning until Sunday at 2 o'clock. So right on through, you can come down at high noon or at high midnight. And it'll be in the Adoptives parking lot out front where it's always been. Next on the agenda is planning and zoning. If you wish to speak, it'll be up in a few minutes. Previous zoning. ZC 180088, Duncan Family Trust zone change to reclassify 7/10 of an acre from rural open land RU to general commercial C2 for waivers of development to eliminate a screen wall to use less to a less intensive use, increase retaining wall height, and allow vertical metal siding. Design reviews for the following: a proposed mini warehouse building and hillside development in connection with an existing mini warehouse of 4.4 acres in a C2 zone, generally located on the west side of Needle Highway, 300 south, I guess it's 300 feet south of Bruce Woodbury Drive within Lawson, and the legal description is on file. The board recommended approval, and this went to the Board of County Commissioners on May the 21st, and it was approved with the normal staff conditions. Number two is DR 180144 Harris Laughlin LLC design review for an expansion to an existing outdoor amphitheater in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, Harris, on 34.6 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in a multiple use district, one overlay district, generally located on the east side of Casino Drive, 200 feet south of Thomas Edison Drive within Laughlin, for possible action to the Board of County Commissioners on April the 4th. No final action at this time of posting because it was after the time to post our agenda. Number three, WS 180117, Shipkey Ah and Bob John 12-1989 Trust, waiver of development standards for increased wall sign area. Design review for proposed wall signs in conjunction with an approved marijuana establishment, marijuana dispensary, within an existing commercial building on 7/10 acre portion of a 20-acre parcel in a C2 zone in the MUD1 overlay district, generally located on the northwest corner of Bruce Woodbury Drive and Casino Drive within Laughlin, for possible action to the Board of County Commissioners on April the 18th. Seeing as how today's attempt, we obviously have no action on that. Item number, Roman numeral number 7, general business, there is none. Item 8, comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the first agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, will be done by the chair of the board by majority vote. Member Gilbert.
Bob Wolverine, IOPOEY. I'm here on behalf of the OEC leadership speech. I wanted to let everybody know that one of the congressional Republican candidates for the congressional CD3, which is really going to be a barn burner in the Republican primary, Scott Hammond will be in Laughlin at 5 o'clock at 160, and you'll have a good turnout for him. Obviously, with the U.S. Senate race today, Clark Kagan moving from the Senate seat into against Scott Hammond in CD3, that creates a Republican primary Donnybrook, which, you know, we're a big part of. There hasn't been an election in the last 5 terms that wasn't really dictated by the turnout and the votes of the 4 precincts along. So I hope everybody comes and appreciates it. We'll probably be having Benny Calcanian down sometime during May, and we'll keep the board up as far as what's going on. I also wanted to thank the town manager, the town manager staff, and various members of the town board. I think we, this week, the legislative plans committee, I think we really did a good showing for Lawful. And we all pulled together, and I got nothing but wonderful comments, not only from the legislators that were in town, but many department heads across the city who were very impressed with the presentation and the unification we showed the community and that, you know, developing opportunities. So, again, thank you very much, and hope everybody can come out to see the start of the season for Donnybrook that's going to take place in 1912. Okay, thank you very much.
Anybody else? Kathleen?
Kathleen Whitehead, 2242 Highland Plains. Just two things. I don't know if you all saw the announcement or anything, but the American Cancer Society Relay to Life has been changed from May the 5th, and it's now going to December the 1st. He'll still be out at the Avi Center. It was just beyond our control, it was changed. So it'll still be 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We'll be going around asking for sponsorships, all that other stuff. And we know it's different from the River Fund, and a lot of people really support the River Fund, which I do, we do, Relay does. But at least the American Cancer Society, they go for research, and they go for other things to cure the drugs, or cure the drugs, cure the cancer and stuff, which right now, some of you know, is helping my son, who we don't know what's going on with him. He has a brain tumor or something. So anyway, we'll find out more today. The other thing is, which I have brought up a couple times, I just almost saw a huge RV accident, and how this person turning from Woodbury onto Needles Highway can miss a huge RV that is definitely in the other lane, and there was a car in the turn lane to come down. Barely missed it. We have got to do something about that interstate or that intersection. I mean, it's just getting more and more terrible. I have noticed, though, one positive is people that are in the turn lane to turn down Woodbury are actually turning on their turn signals. So people that are turning are letting people know, hey, we are here, okay, we are turning. But this was so close. So anything we can do to have a study done, whatever, you need to have something done there. So, and that's it for me, and I did it with my friends. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I was going back. I got to just yank my shirt and said, Dad, you didn't say the date that the congressman was, the congressional candidate was coming.
What would you do about her?
It'll be on April 25th at 4:60 at 5 o'clock from 5 to 6:30. Thank you very much.
Anybody else? Anybody else? Hearing none. That's the end of the comments by the general public. Our next general meeting will be at 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, May the 8th here. I don't think we're going to have a zoning meeting on the last Tuesday.
Nope.
And next up is that magic motion.
Can you make a motion to adjourn?
Is there a second?
I think it's too soon. I think we should go at least an hour.
Listen, Linda, you can go home and clean up after my puppy.
Any discussion on the motion to adjourn? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.